BB trilled. Lucky that I'm phenomenal, or else we'd still be twiddling our thumbs waiting for Hood to send that list of sites. You just can't get the staff these days. I don't think the Arbiter's taking calls at the moment. Mal batted at BB's hologram to get his attention. Are you going to tell us what went on? Phyllis popped up in the middle of a field, and some grunts took him to a farmer's keep. Ha! They really can't say his name. And? The keep's been under attack, but everything's fine because the ladies of the house have beaten them off. Oh, now we get the detail. Mal trusted BB to give them the intel they needed when they needed it, but sometimes the AI liked to indulge in a bit of theater. At the moment, though, it was hard to tell if he was amusing himself or just trying not to worry about what he'd find when they hooked up with Phillips again. So this is an opposed extraction, is it? Probably not. Depends what's happening when we get there.
We'll be there in minutes, BB,
Devereaux said. Is there a fight or not? At the moment, it sounds like not. Look, I'm just listening in on a very unreliable comms link. I'll have to move a surveillance drone to actually see anything, and we'll be in Acroly long before it's in position. I hope you've got an exact location. Nis Alun Keep. It's not marked on charts. But it's a small town.
Yes.
Okay. We'll worry about how we knock on doors when we get there. A keep's gotta be obvious, right? Vaz made a noisy show of clipping down his armor plates and reloading his rifle. Females. He checked the optics. Remind me, have I ever seen a female hingehead? Do they look any different?
Not a lot, BB said. You won't want a date. It's the jaws. Ghastly kisses.
Then they'd better hand Phyllis over. Vaz was immune to being cheered up. I believe in equality. I'll shoot anyone.
He got up and walked to the front of the compartment, grabbing the safety rails as he went. Naomi still had the shutters up. She hadn't taken off her helmet and sat staring at the bulkhead, arms folded, which probably meant she was watching something on her HUD. Mal placed a mental bet that it was the latest Oni reports from Venezia. It was too easy to forget that once they'd retrieved Phillips, a queue of other messy problems was still waiting patiently for them.
So remind me what the strategy is, Vaz said. Are we playing nice with Telcam or not? How do you think he's going to react when we grab Phillips?
Well, there's the interesting thing, BB said. Osman told him to find Phillips, or else no more arms. But they're using words like hostage on the comms channels. Naomi lifted off her helmet and tidied her hair with one hand. If Mal hadn't known better, he'd have thought she'd just woken up.
Even if he doesn't think Phillips is a hostage, the others might. We're not dealing with one tidy group here.
I always assume the worst, Mal said.
So do I.
Devereaux sounded as if she'd leaned out of her seat.
It's you can't see me time.
A row of unfamiliar status lights flashed up on the bulkhead repeater.
Deflective camo, Dev? That's nostalgic. I didn't think we still had it.
Just because it didn't fool Covenant sensors doesn't mean that Farmer Giles can spot us, she said. There's still value in hiding behind a tree, you know.
Mal caught himself teetering on the edge of praying that nobody would wonder what that funny whining noise was overhead, as if any god would care about what happened to one ODST. Carbon nanotube cloaking was very old and largely useless now, but Kilo 5 wasn't going up against a high-tech enemy. This was pitchfork country. It would do.
It doesn't make us completely invisible, he said, or silent.
No, but it makes us pretty damn hard to spot at 200 meters.
Devereaux made a few grunting sounds, as if she really was combing out tangled hair.
BB didn't comment.
Did you think he was dead?
Phillips? No. I never gave him permission to die.
Naomi flipped her helmet over between her hands like a basketball. I don't believe anyone's dead until I see a body.
It wasn't like her to join in unless she was asked a specific question. Mal's first thought was that she meant her father, but then he remembered that she'd been really cut up to hear that the Master Chief was officially MIA, with a strong, unofficial dash of KIA. Maybe she meant him. It was hard to tell with so many dead and so few bodies brought home.
We'll be over Acroly in 6 minutes.
Devereaux still seemed more worried about Phillips than she'd admit.
Ideas on how to identify Nessaloon, BB?
Well, a farmhouse with a lot of damage, probably.
You're a natural-born navigator.
6 minutes was a lot longer than it sounded. Mal sealed his helmet and checked the video feeds. One was the exterior cam mounted under Tartcart's nose, showing a lot of greenery that threw long shadows in the late afternoon, and a little stone-built town beyond. It looked like half a dozen small walled keeps and a few big barns. But as the town rushed up on them, Mal saw some serious damage, big holes in some of the walls, missing sections of roof, and the charred remains of a fighter or something gouged into the ground. It wasn't exactly pitchfork fighting then.
Well, it's all damage, BB, Mal said. Next idea?
Tartcart slowed and looped around the settlement at 300 meters. There were some Sangheili trying to salvage their property, and a couple of them looked up as the dropship passed overhead.